Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track three features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 6, Number 10. In my last discussion, I talked about the futility of most diets and why they don't work. Let's get real. Anyone who says they can't lose weight has a mental problem right from the get-go, because weight and body composition is absolutely a state of mind. Everything we eat and how we live is directed from the central nervous system, meaning the main computer or the brain or, and ultimately, each and every one of our own minds. Anyone who blames their weight on anything except the choices they make is a fraud. We could take anyone who is gravitationally challenged, put them by force in a concentration camp, and in a very short period of time, under the harshest of living conditions, we have all seen clearly described on television, I guarantee the weight would peel off faster than we could peel an orange. Nobody, and I mean nobody, who has survived living in a concentration camp during war times comes out fat. If anything, they come out completely emaciated. But here's the point. Many that went into the camp at the beginning were fat. Remember two things, and you should never have a weight problem. First, what the acronym of diet truly means, discipline in energy transfer. And second, all weight problems are head problems. Now on to our next topic, which I call the green muscle machine. Athletes interested in long-term health and wellness, listen up. Make chlorophyll a staple in your diet or pay the consequences. This incredible substance is totally misunderstood by mainstream and greatly underestimated by conventional medicine, yet is critical to energy chemistry, exercise recovery, tissue remodeling, testosterone activity, and insulin sensitivity. And yes, it has the power to help build better and bigger muscles. And isn't that what many of you want? Chlorophyll, the green pigment common to all photosynthetic cells, absorbs all wavelengths of visible light except green, which, as a consequence of being reflected, is detected by our visual cortex. This and the pigments in the plants are why green leaves look green. Isn't that cool? Photosynthesis is the process by which plants use the energy from sunlight to produce sugar, which cellular respiration converts into ATP, adenosine triphosphate, the fuel used by all living things. The raw materials of photosynthesis, water and carbon dioxide, enter the cells of the leaf, and the products of photosynthesis, sugar and oxygen, exit the leaf. In turn, we eat the leaves and the animals that eat the leaves. Remember, we are what we eat eats. We also breathe oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide. When we die, the plants suck us up as fertilizer. This completes the circle of life. Chlorophyll is fat soluble and is actually stored in the chloroplast compartment of the plant cells. On average, the chloroplast density on the surface of a leaf is about 500,000 per square millimeter. Think of green plant leaves as solar energy collectors. Chlorophyll is one of the best sources of vitamin K, or folliquinone, which is essential to the functioning of several proteins involved in blood clotting. It has many, many other properties, and on one of these editions, I'm going to look at vitamin K because it's not well understood. It's been banned for too long, and now recently is available in Canada, but it has valuable properties that relate to athletes. In its natural plant-derived form, chlorophyll also provides omega-3 fatty acids and several varieties of antioxidant-rich carotenoids. Few of us consume the quantity of organic greens we intrinsically know are necessary to augment a good diet, but unlike other animals, we can analyze data and make changes that correspond with rational thought and good science. We are more than bugs on leaves, I hope, but we need to use our brain matter in our cranium to prove the difference. Chlorophyll buffers acid, the kind generated in the blood through training, stress, sleep deprivation, and an angry or mean-spirited disposition. Chlorophyll is magnesium-rich and alkaline-forming. That's its connection to the stress, sleep deprivation, and an angry disposition. They're all acidic, whereas the chlorophyll is alkaline. It buffers, creating neutrality, and hopefully a little bit of alkaline residue is left, because that's where we need to be, people, on the alkaline side. That's where the party of health is. If you like to party, which for some means using recreational substances into the wee hours of the night, make chlorophyll your partner in crime. Eating plenty of chlorophyll provides an anti-inflammatory effect, reduces risk of infection, and is invaluable for tissue and injury repair. It also prevents hangovers and reduces garlic odor. One of the reasons many people feel so bad after a night of partying is because they eat crappy food late at night, the morning after, and more importantly, on a regular basis. In other words, the staple foods are crap. If your staple diet is incredibly high value, essential fats, undenatured proteins, high quality, low glycemic carbohydrates teeming with antioxidants, you are going to rip into your party life like you've never experienced before, and the next day you're going to wake up and want to do it again. That is the truth. Now, chlorophyll should be classified as an essential nutrient by nutrition research councils, but for reasons that defy all logic, they don't. If Spock were here, he would say, fascinating, because he would not understand why our governments do not review the data on health and nutrition more objectively. Chlorophyll has positive effects on wound healing, organ restoration, and athletic performance. The stuff is truly remarkable. In 1913, a German chemist named Dr. Richard Willstatter determined that the chlorophyll molecule closely resembles hemoglobin, the red substance in blood that carries oxygen to cells. Iron is the central atom of hemoglobin. Magnesium is the central atom of chlorophyll. Magnesium is therefore the iron of the plant world. All green leaves provide an organic source of magnesium. Things like spinach, kale, chard, and leaf lettuce can all sustain our bodies with chlorophyll. Every cell, especially muscle fibers and brain neurons, need magnesium ions to coordinate intracellular activity. Magnesium helps convert blood sugar into energy. Magnesium prevents and treats insulin resistance. As we age, insulin sensitivity decreases and insulin resistance increases. It's one and the same thing. It's just a different way to describe the same phenomenon. Either your insulin sensitivity decreases or your insulin resistance increases. That means insulin's connection to cell receptors in the cells is starting to fade, decline. And as it declines, you become more reliant on more sugar to get the same amount of energy that you did 20 years ago. And that is why sugar builds up, and that's why we become prone to diabetes type 2, etc. And now even diabetes type 3, which is a new form of diabetes that destroys the neurons in the brain. Anyway, all of this increases risk of heart disease, joint inflammation, diabetes, and obesity. Insulin resistance also reduces our potential to grow muscle, even with the right training stimulation. So there's the connection to nutrition. Don't ever buy into this fact that training only is the way to go. You've got to have optimum nutrition and the two wheels on the bicycle, as I just listened to Lee LeBrot Estate, because I saw Lee recently, and the one wheel is training and the other wheel is nutrition. And take one of those wheels off and see how far you get on your bike. Okay, magnesium is extremely important for muscle and nerve function. It is a cofactor for over 400 enzymatic reactions that are known in the body. Enzyme reactions that influence how our genes control, here it is, protein synthesis. Magnesium is calming and relaxing. It helps counter coronary artery spasm and is greatly depleted in the blood and cardiac tissue of heart attack victims. It has been said that adding 25 milligrams only of magnesium to each liter of public drinking water could reduce heart disease by no less than 40 to 60%. So why the hell isn't our government doing this? It's insane. Instead, they pump out the chlorine. Magnesium plays a key role in the transfer of phosphates to ATP. Once inside the cell, creatine combines with phosphorus to form a high-energy compound called creatine phosphate. This process is magnesium-dependent. The release of phosphates from CP or creatine phosphate to create more ATP is also magnesium-dependent. See how important magnesium is? And that's ultimately coming into our body from chlorophyll. ATP is essential to muscle contraction, but is stored in limited amounts and requires continuous replenishment. Hello, that's like many of our vitamins. They're stored in limited amounts. We've got to keep the boats in the river moving upstream against the current of oxidation. Otherwise, we are in trouble, people. We will waste away. More than 75% of all athletes are magnesium deficient. And why is this, you ask? Mainly because they don't consume large quantities of chlorophyll directly from plants. I mean, take a look at what people are eating. Open your eyes. Watch the meat. How green is the food on their plate? I see white. I see yellow. I see pale. I see dirt. I see fried. I see gross. That's what I see. How much live, fresh food, colored vegetables, living foods, rich in enzymes and water do you see on the plates of the food that people are eating? It's unbelievable. Athletes need plenty of magnesium due to greater urine and surface loss induced by sweating, intense muscle contraction. So there we go. We know that athletes are different creatures from different planets. You know what? Most of us are here. We're foreigners on a weird, strange planet where health is not considered a priority. I come from Planet Health, by the way. The Big H, Holly Health Plan from the Planet Health. Okay, conventional dietary reference intakes, or the DRIs, they're all based on non-athletic population estimates. In fact, most research in medicine, fitness, and nutrition is skewed, tainted, corrupted, because the participants used are seldom fit or well. Now, this is a huge concept, an incredible principle that you need to tattoo on your body, okay? Clinical studies typically use sedentary human subjects born and raised on processed food. How reliable is research obtained from the lowest common denominator? These are the standards we're all being forced to connect with, and they're wrong, they're skewed, they're tainted, they're corrupted. How relevant is such research to health, to athletic performance, to disease prevention, and building high-quality muscle? People, if you keep your eyes on the wrong percentage group, you're going to end up in the fire burning away. Even though we're all oxidizing, let's raise the standard. Let's get real. Let's use health, not disease, as the lowest common denominator. Let's make the optimum state of health our lowest common denominator. Okay, that's great. The fact is that all this data supports the wrong groups for the wrong reasons, and specifically corporate greed and pure, untainted, slimy profit. That's what it's all about. So that's why our research data is corrupted. It helps the slime buckets out there keep pumping out their crap. It keeps people in a fictitious, delusional state, and they actually defend the fact that they're able to eat it, and then you see this really heavy-set person just driving in all this crap, and then they say, I've got a hormone problem. I've got this, I've got that. Give me a freaking break. One thing I really admire, though, about the bad guys is their incredible clarity of purpose and intent. They're all like insect politicians, meaning they are merciless, have no compassion, and never hesitate for an instant when it comes to their bottom line. They know exactly what they are doing and why, and this is why people flounder like fish on dry land who are involved in some kind of health measure, but they're not clear. Look at the clarity of the bad guys throughout history. And then duplicate that clarity, but combine it with benevolence and mercy and compassion. And hey, baby, you're going to have a good life, but it's going to be clouded with people all around you who are wondering what the hell you're doing. Okay, many excellent varieties and choices of green food health products exist. Powdered mixtures sold in health food stores combine a plethora of exotic and health-promoting substances such as plant extracts, enzymes, lecithin, friendly bacteria, or probiotics, alfalfa, barley, wheatgrass, bee pollen, seaweed, and of course my favorite form of chlorophyll, spirulina. Spirulina is a blue-green algae. Its natural blue pigment is called phycocyanin, a compound known to protect the kidneys from the adverse effects of recreational and prescription drugs. Spirulina has a filamentous structure with soft cell walls that are easily digested. Algae are believed to be the first plants to appear on Earth, and because they carry out 90% of photosynthesis on the planet, biologists have theorized that algae were crucial in creating our present oxygen-rich atmosphere. Spirulina is about 60% protein, so in terms of protein density, it stands alone in nature. To give you a practical perspective, 10 grams of spirulina provides 6 grams of protein compared to the same weight of fresh whole eggs, 1.2 grams or 12%, goat's milk, 0.4 grams or 4%, halibut, the fish, 2.7 grams or 27% protein, soybeans, 1.7 grams or 17%, or venison, 3 grams or 30%. So spirulina is really a standalone when it comes to the macronutrient quantity of protein as a percentage. But in terms of net protein utilization, or NPU, however, spirulina takes a backseat to eggs, which are 94%, milk 82%, fish 80%, chicken 67%, and soy 61%. Spirulina scores a modest 57% on that scale, but because it is so high in total protein content, it actually outscores every example mentioned in terms of total usable protein. So amount does have a relative consideration, not always just the quality. You can mix and match, and it's the total overall intake per day, per week, per month, per year that makes you who you are. And don't use spirulina for protein. I think that it's just an added bonus that it has the protein value. Use it for the chlorophyll and think green is the color of my health. Spirulina sports a milligram of iron per gram, thousands of bioactive enzymes, omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids, trace elements, a 2-to-1 potassium to sodium ratio, 2 micrograms of B12 analogs. Let's be clear now, this is not exactly the same thing as B12, but something similar in terms of chemistry. Superoxide dismutase, SOD. Well, we know that we can't absorb that from the gut, but there are other clinical studies that show having it in food has other properties inside the gut and possibly influences the way that bacteria interact and produce their byproducts. 10 milligrams of gamma-linolenic acid, GLA. We all know that primrose and barrage and black currant seed oil has GLA and what that can do. Well, so does spirulina. Mixed carotenoids and 3 milligrams of beta-carotene, making spirulina the world's most concentrated source of this provitamin. I have consumed spirulina for more than 30 years in powder form. My favorite is Spirulina Pacifica, grown on the big island of, you guessed it, Hawaii by a company called Cyanotech. I've been there, been through the process. You know, it's incredible. I've described this in detail on articles, but they pull up the water from the sea, 750 meters, right off the Big Island coast. They use the rain water from the aqueducts that store it in the rainforest. I mean, how, you know, quality conscious can you be? They have this special, really cool process that dries the spirulina without any heat, no denaturing, no loss of nutrients. I'm telling you, this stuff is magical. It's incredible. From time to time, I also use a green mix, which includes spirulina and chlorella and other additives. Many companies out there are producing some really good stuff. Make sure, though, that they feature spirulina or chlorella or both at the top of the ingredient panel and not somewhere after the first one or other several ingredients. Remember that the panel describes the most quantitative substance in order. Spirulina has definitely helped me stay well and injury-free through many years of intense training. I'm telling you, don't go home without it. This stuff is a wonder to all athletes. Try adding a heaping teaspoon of your favorite green mix to your breakfast, pre-workout, post-workout, or bedtime protein shake. Mix it in a blender with filtered water, whey protein isolate, some hemp, organic berries, papaya, an omega-3 rich sport oil, creatine, glutamine, ribose, and so on. Nature's wisdom is hidden in the blueprint of our genetic hardware. If our genes evolved in part from consuming chlorophyll as a survival staple for a millennium, if it's good for our blood and an excellent source of magnesium, which we know is essential and difficult to get, and if we truly are beings of light made from light, then we do in fact require chlorophyll to sustain the elements of which we are made. Muscle is your health engine. Feed it well and watch it grow. Go green, baby. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from my friend Brad King, author of Fat Wars and Awaken Your Metabolism. The bottom line is this. In order to stop our bodies from declining, we first have to engage in a progressive resistance program. Weight training is the only scientific way to increase the lean muscle and strength that you lose through aging. Combined with aerobic training, the two together become your magic bullet for lifelong metabolic proficiency.